Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
No countdown necessary.
Why do you even bring it up then?
I just thought maybe... Okay. Okay, backtrack. We'll start. Okay. Hey, folks. We're back. It's time again to take a dip into the waters of adhesives, glues, things that stick, things that stick and that need to be unstuck.
It's an advice podcast about adhesives and glues.
And we like to call it Stick It.
Stick It.
Mr. Biggs.
With Mr. Biggs.
Right. And that's, yeah. I'm Roger. That's Mr. Biggs right over there. Mr. Biggs, hello.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show.
Yeah.
We got a great show lined up for you today on the show. I understand. Maybe. I don't know. I don't actually know that we've got any show prepared whatsoever.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure we do, because we do the breaking news, and we do an email, and we've got one of each, and that's how we normally set it up, and today's show's no different.
I am so sleepy. I am just, I did not get the full nap today, and I am just tired. I'm very logy. It's very slow.
Okay, well, yeah. It's, you know, it's a relatively short podcast, so maybe if you just slap yourself around a little bit.
Didn't we just do one of these? I could have sworn we just did one of the shows.
Well, you know, it's about a month ago. We did one about a month ago.
I don't think so. I think it was sooner than that. Was it like last week, maybe? It feels like we did it a couple of days ago.
No, it's was one month ago, pretty much to the day.
Huh. Doesn't seem like it.
Okay, well, on that note, let's get to breaking news.
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Do not try to one-up me, Roger.
Okay, well, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know.
I still
know.
Get to intro the breaking news, and I'm
right,
going to
well,
do it.
Okay.
Breaking news!
There we go, breaking news.
Yeah. That lets people know that it's time for the segment of the show where... We read a news story,
right.
Something's busted, and then I tell you how to fix it.
Right, right. Things happen all over the world where something breaks.
You see, during news, they have breaking news where it's a story that's happening right now, and they say, breaking news. And I thought it would be fun to instead talk about things where things got broken. You get it?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the whole idea
behind that's why we call it breaking news.
Behind the podcast, it's...
Yeah.
Stick it with Mr. Biggs. And
stick it.
During which you tell folks how to fix things with glues and tape and all sorts of adhesives. So you ready to do that?
Yeah, let's have it. Give me the story.
All right, back to breaking news. We are talking about, I lost my place. Where did it go? Okay.
If you would just be organized when the show begins, this would not be a problem.
Somehow the printout got misplaced.
So many papers.
I've got it.
So many.
I've got it. Here we go.
How do you know that that is the right one, though? Because you've got that stack over there, and then you got the one in your hand, and then you got another stack there. How do you even know which one is which?
Well, I see this as I've written across the top, breaking news.
Huh. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you see it?
All right. All right, yeah. That's a fun tip.
All right, pro tip. Dateline, Miami, Florida. DJ Khaled had an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction while talking on the phone outside his Miami mansion. His shorts and underwear started falling down. As a result, his butt bottom crack was totally on display. He didn't seem to care as paparazzi snapped away with his crack hanging out as he walked around the grounds of his 13,000-square-foot Miami Beach mansion. His buttocks crack was still visible when he later hopped on a jet ski to make a getaway from his waterfront palace. He had to have it known that it was on display as his elastic waisted gold and red shorts were at mid-thigh and his black underwear was practically at, at the base of his booty. Khalid didn't seem to care, though. His large... DJ Khalid.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
I'm not familiar, but apparently he's he's got the big mansion in Miami, so he must be successful with the kids.
Is that his picture there? Is that him?
Yeah. Anyway, Khalid didn't seem to care, though. His large belly hung far over the waistline of his shorts, and ripples of skin could be seen on his back and underarms, under his arms. He admitted in a 2014 interview with Larry King that he got so heavy by, quote, just eating a lot. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, I do not know what you were saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand any of this.
He's eating a lot, and it's making him gain weight.
Are we going to do breaking news here?
That was it. That was breaking news. That was a story from Miami.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. No, that was not breaking news.
Well,
I don't even know what that was. You got some heavy fella, and he's jet skiing around talking on the phone. What is the point of this?
Well, you see, I did an internet search for the word crack, which I often do when looking for stories, and this story popped up. So I was kind of,
it's a different kind of crack, though, Roger.
Right. I was kind of up against the clock, so I thought I'd, print this one out and see where it would go. Crack.
So you want me to tell people how to fill in the crack? Is that it?
Well, as it turns out, that's
like not maybe a silicone caulking gun would be. You just fill that right in there. Is that what you mean?
Probably in this case, that might help, but I don't think
Roger. I was being sarcastic. I was being funny. I was not serious. You don't put silicone caulking in somebody's buttocks crack. That's dumb. Come on.
Okay.
You have no sense of humor. No. Or maybe you do, because you brought up this ridiculous story about a fat DJ and his butt crack.
DJ Khalid here has, he's, larger than average sort of fella, and I thought maybe it's something you might be able to relate to.
What do you mean?
So.
Oh, come on.
What?
I mean, look at him.
Well,
look at that. Look at those.
Right. Well,
and look at that. And look at that under there, specifically that right there under there.
Well, he's a bit younger than you, but I mean, there's a lot of folks out there of semi above average dimensions, and I thought maybe you could relate to DJ Khalid's dimensions.
Okay. Yeah. Roger. Okay.
So maybe you could offer some solutions as to what.
Yeah. Listen, I want us to have a heart-to-heart talk about the breaking news stories. Not right now.
Right.
Not right now.
Sure.
But you and I are going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. I've got second thoughts about this whole you picking the breaking news stories.
Okay.
I don't think you understand what I'm looking for. I'm looking for news stories where something has been broken that I can offer a solution using glues or other adhesives. and you show me a news story with a guy, I don't know, what's his name?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled in his gold lame short pants, showing off his buttocks crack. And I don't even know what to do with this. Maybe get him a pair of silver suspenders with diamonds all over them, and he can wear those. Or maybe an oversized tall shirt that's extra long and hangs down.
Covering up.
Below his disgusting, bulging pieces of flesh.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
So
disgusting, jiggling pieces of his body.
So these are things that perhaps are reside in your wardrobe, and you found these to be good solutions.
Maybe some gold overalls, looks like. You know, like a nice pair of overalls. You don't ever have exposed butt crack with overalls.
Yeah, well, now that's true, but at the same time, you're not really going to want to go out jet skiing with gold overalls. I mean, I wouldn't.
A guy of means like Mr. DJ Cali Barber probably could afford to have some custom-made adult onesies made. Get like a full-body onesie and just wear that around, and you don't have to worry about this embarrassing situation where not only paparazzi catch you unawares, but also podcast co-hosts make it worse by emphasizing your embarrassment and nudity by focusing on it on a podcast that has literally nothing to do with such topics. I don't understand why you even brought it up.
The suspenders and the gold overalls with the...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, I got it. I know. I'm going to fix this, Roger.
Yeah.
Listen, we're still going to have that talk, you and me, after the show. I'm going to fix it all right now, but I want you to understand something. No, Roger. Roger, look at me. Look me in the eye.
Sure.
I want you to understand that what is about to happen is in no way reflecting on you and your inability to pick proper breaking news stories. This is all about me and my skill to take this stinker of a story and turn it around. You understand what I mean? No, look at me. And turn it around. Do you understand what I mean?
Right, right.
Here's what I suggest for, what's his name?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Colby, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take some double-sided carpet tape, like maybe a 2-inch, 3-inch wide roll. Go to Lowe's, Menards. They all got them.
Right.
Take a double-sided carpet tape roll, wrap that around your midsection, right underneath your hanging, fleshy belly,
right,
all the way around the back, buttock belt area. Meeting again in the middle, maybe take another orbit around a couple of times until the double-sided carpet tape is completely displaying your equator. It's just right there showing the bottom from the top, and you do this before you put on your solid gold sweatpants and gold lame vest.
Right.
That way the pants are going to stick to the double-sided tape.
Right.
And you don't have to worry when you're riding your jet ski talking on your fancy cellular portable mobile phone like a fancy man.
Right, right. It's
you don't have to worry about paparazzi getting a glimpse of your ass crack.
Right. It's going to be right, the carpet tape's going to be right above the bottom.
Sure.
Yeah.
The pants are going to stick to the carpet tape. That's how you fix a bad breaking news story. You come up with a solution that is both relevant and practical. And this has been breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
See, I knew you could work with that.
And I knew I could not count on you to pick a breaking news story. Very disappointed, Roger.
Well, we'll get it. We'll find something better.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay. Next time we'll get something better. Why don't we just sort of brush that to the side and jump into an email? Email.
Oh. Oh yeah. Hey Roger, you want some of this?
What?
Oh. I'm willing to share it with you.
Where'd you get this?
I don't know. I was in the mini fridge. I don't remember where I got it from, but it's pretty good. I mean, for pizza pie of unknown age.
Right.
It's pretty good. Mm. Okay.
Well, I'm going to set mine to the side.
All right.
I'll save that.
Are you done with the email thing yet? Because I don't want to. Okay.
I'll set that to the side, and I'll finish that later. Because we got to read an email that somebody sent in to bigscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, gmail.com.
All right, well, you can enjoy
it's Gmail. Roger, yeah. It's gmail.com.
Right. Well, you enjoy your piece of pizza, and I'll read this to you. Hello, Mr. Biggs and Ronnie. Unfortunately, I stained my suit jacket.
Who's Ronnie?
Mr. Big. That's. I think he must mean Roger.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Biggs and Roger.
Hey, Roger. Roger, do me a favor. My fingers are all greasy. I can't stand hearing myself chew. Could you turn down my headphones a little bit? Because the sound of me chewing is disgusting and repugnant.
Okay, hang on.
I can't stand it. I don't want to have to listen to that. Who wants to hear that?
This one's yours, right? There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
Back to the email.
That's much better. Start from the beginning again. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Hello, Mr. Biggs and Roger. I unfortunately stained my suit jacket during a recent project with Gorilla Glue. The dry cleaner and tailor have been unable to remove the stains. It begins on the upper left lapel and continues downward across the breast pocket. There are also some spots on the left arm cuff area, but those are less noticeable. It's a dark gray houndstooth Italian wool with a cashmere lining.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, sounds nice. I have also attempted using club soda, baking soda, borax, vinegar, etc. Nothing works. In fact, I have made the stain more noticeable. As an adhesive expert, do you know of any way to get the stain out? That's Trent Cavaricci from Kennesaw, Georgia.
Okay. Trent Carbonaro. Roger. I can't hear anything. Hello? Check 1, 2, 3.
All right, here we go.
Check. Check 1, 2. There we go. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Trent Cavaricci, Kennesaw, Georgia. This problem is
So he's got a jacket with Gorilla Glue on it.
Right.
Why the hell was he wearing a suit jacket while using Gorilla Glue?
I don't
even remember the question now because I'm trying to imagine a situation where it would be necessary to have fancy dress during a glue up.
Essentially, he's looking to get the stain off his suit jacket, which is
Italian wool. But why? Why was he wearing a suit? I'm trying to imagine a situation where If you've got a suit on and you've got, let's say, two blocks of wood and you're trying to glue them together with Gorilla Glue.
Right.
And you're smearing it around and you get it all over your jacket. Hand me that napkin right there, okay. Roger.
Yeah. Here you go.
You see, thank you. Gorilla Glue is, it's water-activated polyurethane expanding glue.
Right.
And you only need the tiniest, thinnest of layers. So when you put it on there, you don't want to gloop it on like you would a normal glue. You just put a very thin layer because that glue, upon exposure to the moisture in the air, will expand 3 times its normal volume. And it's going to cause a hell of a mess. And if you're wearing a fancy suit, you're bound to get it all over the place.
Right. It's
put on like a smock or something.
It's a risky endeavor, is what you're saying.
It's stupid. It's dumb. You don't do that. I wish I had a picture of this. I can't imagine what a fancy man in a fancy outfit was gluing up.
Well, you know, maybe...
Must have been very nice.
Maybe he was in a hurry and he needed to finish this project up quickly and soon, and he just ran into his garage and tried to...
Of all the glues that he was going to grab, why Gorilla Glue? Because that is possibly the worst glue you could have picked to get on your suit jacket. I mean, to get something like that out, I don't even know. I mean, you're going to need get some latex gloves. You're going to need some acetone.
Sure.
You're going to need a mask, like a respirator mask.
Wow.
A nail file. Grab a pumice stone, a dull knife, some mineral spirits, and some polyurethane stripper.
Oh, my.
And then put the mask on, the respirator on, because you do not want to breathe this stuff in. Believe you me.
It's a pretty potent combination of chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to rasp that foam off the fabric with the nail file. And if that doesn't work, you can move to the pumice stone and just kind of scrape it in, try to get all the polyurethane foam off of the suit lapel.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, you can use like a scouring pad or the dull knife and just kind of scrape it. Try not to rip up the fibers of the threads.
All right.
You scrape up and down across the thread pattern. And then from the back side, through the cashmere lining of your fancy outfit,
right, and up on the inside.
Yeah, try putting some mineral spirits in there, or use the polyurethane stripper and just apply that to the back side of the fabric, where the stain is, and hopefully it will soak into the fabric and loosen up some of the polyurethane embedded inside. And if there's any foam inside the fabric that does not come out and it is impossible to remove, then I guess you can grab a Sharpie and just kind of color that in, you know. Just,
right.
You know, of course, you know, it goes without saying, you know, respect the thread pattern.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So,
yeah, just kind of color that in.
So, all hope is not lost.
No, Roger, all hope is lost. This is not going to end well. This is not going to work at all.
The whole all those steps you laid out are they going to get this stain out?
No, it's probably going to make it worse. Just donate the coat to Goodwill.
Right.
Put this bad mistake behind you. Forget that you even sent the email. Just try to forget that time where you did the dumb thing. The stupid activity in the fancy outfit.
Oh.
Man, you know, there's a story there. I wish I knew. If only. Can I have that guy's return email address, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hand you the printout, and it's written right there. Can you see it? Right?
No.
I'll underline it. I'll highlight it.
BigsCast@gmail.com.
That's right. It's nice.
Well, that's
it's
my email address. That's not his. No. That's my email address.
Right here. This is right here. This one.
Oh, Trent Cavaricci at hotmail.com.
Right, right. There you go. There you go. Just email him and find out what was going on in that situation. It's too bad because that really does sound like a nice suit jacket.
It's crap now. Now it's time for some hobo to wear it. Roaming the streets. Looking for methamphetamine money.
Well, at least he'll be well-dressed looking.
Wear proper attire when you're doing your glue-ups, folks. Have some old shirts, a dedicated smock,
right.
Work pants. Even that adult onesie would be a great idea.
Stick it.
The more I think about it,
right.
I'm really thinking there is a market there for the adult onesie. Write that down.
All right.
Write it down on his email at the bottom. Write adult onesie.
Right. Right now? You want me to... Right here?
Yeah, write it down for me. I want to work that out later. If people want to reach the show, all they got to do is send an email to bigscast@gmail.com, and I will answer all your adhesive questions that you got, and you also can go to the website, askmrbigs.com, for all the ways to reach us.
Stick it.
Some of you folks support us on Patreon, so we want to thank some of you. Moses Cagliardi, Richard Mabley, Stevie Lambort, Wasted Minority, Carol Gersperms, and Jason Laudanore. Go to askmrbigs.com/support.
Stick it.
I'm not sure exactly how to spell onesie.
Onesie. Well,
here, this is how I've written it. Do you think you'll know what I mean when you look at that, right?
No. What is that? Adult. See, now I forgot already. Adult. Damn it.
Let's see, there's adult. Then there's one thing.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening to the show.
Yeah.
We'll be back next time.
Stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs. Why was he not embarrassed about having his buttocks out like that? He didn't seem to care one bit.
He's a DJ. And he's very rich. He's very, very wealthy. So,
you know, in my experience, Roger, DJs are all assholes.
Well, I mean, maybe not all of them.
Nope, all of them, every last one.
Well, you know, maybe we can after we stop recording, we can sit down and talk about that. Mm. I'll try it, yeah.